Faith makes the word prevail. Faith makes the word prevail. Other word, you hear the word. I just said something, I'll reiterate it again. You hear the word, and you stay with that word. And sometime, I remember it was many, many years ago when this church first started. I think the church about maybe two or three, well, we've been here about a couple of years, something like that. A guy came in, and he didn't have any hands. Y'all, anybody remember that? And I couldn't, and he said this, and I looked at him, but I found out the man made a true statement. He said, sometimes we pray too quick. You mean you can pray too quick? Yeah. Listen to me. If that word is not in your heart and you just praying, you just wasting some time because it didn't work. See, before the word can work, it got to be in your heart. You can quote scripture from here to and there until you cross over into Mexico. But if it's not in your heart, it's just something you say. But that's the way you get it. But some people just remember scripture and they do their emergency prayer. When emergency come up, then they'll start quoting scripture. No, you do that throughout the day. You do that throughout. That's what you live. You get it on the inside. You don't wait until emergency show up. Then you want to. Guess what? The word is not in your heart, and faith is not there because faith only comes from the word that's in your heart. Now, how many scriptures you know in your head? And it's good to know them because you can quote them through the day and meditate on, get them in your heart. All right. So faith make the word works. When the word, listen to this, when the word prevails over our thinking process, keep that in mind. This is very important. When the word prevails over our thinking process, faith is a result and success is inevitable. You can't stop it. See, the word have to prevail over our thinking process that we think the word. Remember what Proverbs 10 says? 2 Corinthians 10. Remember what it said? 2 Corinthians 10:3. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are what? Mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And see when you have that word in your heart and that and imagination begin to rise in your mind, you can pull that thing down and say, no. This is what the word says. Now this is what you're gonna think about. And see, when you start saying, well, I just can't help myself, well, you just really lie. Because if you put the word in your heart, you can help yourself. You are in charge. And you say it didn't work. Well, don't go lying to say God is a lie, because God said if you do it, this is what'll happen. You just have to say, well, let me go back and see where I missed it. That's what you have to do. Where did I miss it? Because no use to trying to correct God. Amen. He's perfect. Always have been perfect. Always will be perfect. Nothing God says is you can find a fault in God. You can't find no fault in God. Although he repented when he made some statement that he was right. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's move right along. Hebrews 10:35 says, we're talking about a heart, a believing heart, a heart that believes. Now watch this. See, once you believe, that's why you want to put the word in your heart. Because they're gonna just as sure you step out on that word and you believe God that you heal your need, whatever you're believing God for, that enemy gonna challenge you. He's gonna challenge you with some kind of pain, some kind of circumstance, some kind of relationship. It may be on the job, maybe between a husband and wife, maybe between parents, a child, maybe a student teacher, maybe a job, whatever. You will be challenged. And if that word is not in your heart, because when you believe you receive something, sometimes pain will consist or keep on nagging at you. And the thought, trying to shoot thoughts in your mind, well, it ain't working. You didn't get it this time. It ain't working. Look what it says. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense or reward. Don't cast away your confidence. If you put your confidence in the word, don't let any circumstance. Because see, every word of God is good. You can't change it. Now, there are some words in here God didn't say. But it's true because he told us about it. You understand what I'm saying? Every word that came out of the mouth of God is true. It's good. And everything God said about Satan is true. But everything Satan says is a lie. Hey, did you get it? All right. Praise God. And so he tells us the word prevails when we act on it. I'm going to say that again. The word must have action. That's why you want to put the word in your heart. Because What did Psalms 119 says and 131? The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth what? Understanding to the simple. When the word enter your heart, it gives light. Why we have these lights on in this building? Why do we have them on? We just turn them off and let me go on and teach. No, that because we want to see as well as hear what's being said. I mean, I can stand here in the dark and teach, but you want to see. Well, when the word enter your heart, you have spiritual insight. You see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so the word prevails when we act on it. And when I see, I understand it and I see it, then I can act on it. But if I'm not sure and I don't know, I don't care how many lights you turn on, put me in a 747 jet and say, fly it, man. I'm going to have to get me some other kind of light. Some knowledge. Amen. And that's what God wants you to see, what he's saying. So his word gives you light. So it when you act on it, you know what you're doing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. And James says, be ye, James 1:22. James said, be ye doers of the word and not what? Hearers only, deceiving your own self. See, if you just quoting the word or just reading the word and never do what it said, he said, you are a self-deceived person and Satan don't have to mess with you. You deceive yourself. You a person that hears the word. If you're going to get results or going to get what God has said to you, if it's going to happen for you, you must do the word. Never speak against it. Never disagree with the word. Even though you don't fully understand it, you say God said it.